I'd like to read just one verse of Scripture as we bring a message for, well, it's really for everyone, but maybe more directed to the younger people in our congregation this morning. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 and verse number 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. This is a wonderful chapter of God's Word. In fact, the entire epistle of the Philippians, or to the Philippians, is a wonderful book. But chapter 4 especially is a portion of Scripture that it would be helpful if we were all acquainted with. Verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Can anybody remember last Lord's Day morning who we considered? It was one of the Mr. Men. Does anybody remember that was here who it was? Yeah? Very good. Yeah, I heard somebody else said it as well. I think it was Ivy. Anybody know who this is? It's maybe not a very good picture, but anyone? There's a wee baby there who's got his hands up, but I think maybe too young. Anybody know? Not too sure. Mr. Worry. This is Mr. Worry. And I think this is one of the little books I remember reading as a little boy. Mr. Worry. And he, as his name suggests, just worried about everything. Worried about where he would get his breakfast, worried about what would happen during the day, worried maybe about a nail falling out of the ceiling in the middle of the night, landing in his head. He was just a worrier. And this little verse in the Bible, Philippians 4, 6 says, "Be careful for nothing." And the word careful there means anxious, fretful, worried, or afraid. We could render it this way: don't be worried, don't be anxious about anything. Be careful for nothing. I have to confess that whenever I was a little boy in primary school, I was a real worrier. I used to wake up maybe at 5 o'clock in the morning, go into mum and dad's room, wake up my mum, and she'd say, "What is it? I'm worried. What are you worried about?" And it was usually something to do with school. Wasn't very good at maths, wasn't very good at English, worried about the tests in the morning. Is the teacher going to be cross? And I'm going to be made to stand in the corner? And I'm going to have to sit on my own and going to get put outside the door of the classroom? I worried about absolutely everything. A worrier. And I worried then about that. What if I always become a worrier? And I was worried. Maybe you're worried this morning about something. You mightn't be a young person, you might be an older person, and you've got worries. Maybe some of the young people worried about going back to school. Worried about maybe changing school. Worried about, will I have the right friends in school? What will happen when I leave school? And we can all be very worried. And society is filled with people who are worried and anxious. And I'm sure there's at least one, probably a whole lot more here this morning. And you got up this morning and you were like Mr. Worry. You were worried. You were anxious about something. Now, the Bible is full of examples of people who were worried. And many of them were God's people. I think of the great prophet Elisha. Elisha on Mount Carmel saw a wonderful thing happen, fire fall down from heaven, and he proved that God was real. And you would look at Elijah at that time and think nothing would make a man like that worried. But you know, within a short space of time, he received a letter from a queen called Jezebel. And all of a sudden, Elijah, the great prophet, was afraid, and he ran away and he hid in a mountain, and he was just worried, he was anxious, he was scared. Then I think of another fellow in Scripture called Joseph from a place called Arimathea. And the Bible says that he was a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, but secretly for fear of the Jews. He was worried. What will these people think? What will my friends and family and neighbors think if I tell them that I believe in Jesus and that the Lord Jesus is really the Messiah? And he was a disciple because he was wanting to be saved, but he was a disciple secretly because he was worried about what people might think. And then I think of the disciples, and often they were afraid as well, the 12 disciples. Once they were in a ship and there was a storm, and the Lord came walking in the water, and the Bible says they were all troubled, and they cried out for fear, supposing him to have been a spirit. And then the prophet Jeremiah, a very godly man, whenever God called him to be a prophet, to be a preacher, all of a sudden he was afraid, and God said to him, Jeremiah, don't be afraid. And God promised to be with him. And right throughout the Word of God, we read about people who were worried, like Mr. Worry, they were afraid. But you know, David, whenever he was a young lad, went out to fight Goliath, this great giant of a man, he wasn't afraid. Because David learned a wonderful truth that we read in Psalm 23. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and a valley's a dark place, maybe a lonely place, he says, I will fear no evil. I will not be afraid. I will not be worried, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, the shepherd in Israel had a rod in one hand, and whenever maybe a bear or a wolf or a wild dog came out of the wilderness or out of the forest to attack the sheep, the shepherd had his rod, and that drove away all of the things that would worry the sheep. Or maybe there were thorns and briars ahead. With his rod, he would clear a pathway to guide the sheep through. And then if the sheep fell into a ditch or began to wander, he would reach out the staff or the crook and he would draw it back into the way. And David knows there's nothing that I face that I have to be worried about, because not only is God with me, but he's got a rod and a staff, and those comfort me. And then whenever David fought Goliath, he didn't need to be afraid. And the Bible here says in this lovely verse in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. Don't be worried. But it says, but in everything, even the small things or even the big things, because there's nothing too big for God to handle, nothing too small for God to care about, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Just tell God all the things that you're worried about, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. There's a lovely verse in the book of Psalms that says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. So whatever you're worried about this morning, pray about it. Realize that God is with you. Trust in him. And as Peter says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Our Father in heaven cares about his children.